We are joined by Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, got to get your opinion. How about those Vikings, huh?
I think, to quote the late, great Dennis Green, they are who we thought they were. Yes. They don't do well against NFC East teams, and I was cautiously optimistic about them after Buffalo, but I'm not quite yet ready to book my seats on the bandwagon. I just don't see them. They'll win their division because they're in a bad division, but I don't see them going very far in the playoffs.
No, and if it ended now, as I mentioned earlier, they'd have to play the Niners, and I don't see them beating the Niners. They just got pushed around. No. I mean, at the offensive and defensive line level, they were mauled. They had no answer, and as I've been saying all morning, you had a coach saying, I didn't coach well enough. You didn't coach at all. You had no adjustments, that's bad. I mean, it's one thing to come back and win these close games. That's great. You had answers there. You had no answers to the Cowboys, which tells me you have no answers when you face other teams that have good lines that could play you in the trenches. That's a bad, bad situation the Vikings are in.
Yep.
You know what else is a bad? How's this for a transition? You want to know what else a bad situation is? What's happening in Uptown? I once lived in Uptown. I bought right behind the YWCA. They had built these beautiful townhomes. It was the first home I ever owned, and I lived there for several years. When my wife Mary and I got married, we lived there for a bit. I used to go to Williams Pub all the time because it was right across the street. I could be there from the townhouse I had in about 2 to 3 minutes. Now they're closed. You were going through the list. How many places have closed in Uptown? Stella's, Williams, what else is?
Yeah, so let's see. So Amore, those three just in the last week. I'm with you, Bob. I lived there. I met my wife. We were both living in Uptown when we met. I went to all those places. So you've got, previously you had Chino Latino close, Liquor Lyle's close. Now it's going to be a pinball bar, but, that corner there, right. I think they call it Seven Points now, but it was Calhoun Square, but Williams, Amore, Stella's all gone. I mean, if anybody's gone over there, that's right where, it was that parking ramp where the guy was shot by the U.S. Marshals. It looks like Baghdad. I mean, they've got the thing, fenced off, there's weeds growing, there's no place to park. It's just not safe. And we have our governor and our mayor to thank for the wonderful public safety situation and the way that they've always run their mouths about, social justice all the time when these incidents happen. This is the impact from that. Uptown is gone.
It's a shame. And, because when I lived there, it was great. It was a great place to live when you're young and single, because we had a gate, or we were fenced in, basically. I opened the gate and I'm a kindo in like 2 minutes, if that. And, Williams Pub and the Uptown and the Suburban used to be there. And then it was after I left, but they opened those other, that block of theaters that were part of like the same Uptown ownership group. It was phenomenal because it was always a movie to go to. And I used to love Filio's and their little chicken wings, but it's a bygone era, and that's just absolutely a shame. Now, what's not bygone is your Gophers, much like your Vikings, coming up short, and they lose to Iowa. It's just, they'll go to a bowl game, big deal. Now, speaking of bowl games, there's a team that is going to a bowl game and one that isn't, and should the Johnnies win their first round game and just blew their opponent out. They move on in the NCAA Division III playoffs, and this is a St. John's team, which actually has a chance to win another national title. And also, I was in St. Louis. The St. John's rugby team had a weekend. They split games. Unfortunately, they will not be advancing to the national championships because they lost. They did lose their semifinal game and then played essentially a consolation game. Played great, but did not wind up winning. But the Go Johnnies in football. And your Tommies, they finish as the Pioneer League champions. Can't go to a playoff game, right? Because five-year ban on playoff games?
Five-year prohibition on postseason play as part of their jump up from D3 to D1. But they end up 10-1, 8-0 in the conference. The sole possession of the conference title in just their second year of D1 play. And as I noted on social media this weekend, they are the first Minnesota D1 football program since 1967. to win their conference title.
And what did you also say? Ski you meh.
It's a sky you ma. It's sky you meh.
Sky you meh.
They go in and they look how far they have fallen from that game in Michigan State to the pig went back. I mean, I don't even know why Iowa even has to bring the pig up anymore when they play here. They should just, there's going to be a time where the Gophers win and they're like, we forgot we left the pig at home because we figured you guys weren't winning again.
Oh, it's just unbelievable that those Gophers. But as I said a minute ago, go Johnnies. That is one heck of a Division III team. As a matter of fact, the only competition I think the Tommies would have in the Pioneer League is if they throw the Johnnies out of the MIAC, because they are. I mean, both of those teams are terrific to watch. All right, Jeff, as always, greatly appreciated. Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.